Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Dear Sane Man, I hope this email finds you well. I'm sorry it's not much. I'm a working student and with increased gas prices, I'm struggling to make the ends meet. I hope you're doing well and that your health issues are under control. I've thankfully grown in a more conservative family. My father was an army sergeant and grew up in rural Portugal, so he passed down some of his hardships to me and my brother. Because the way my parents get along in our traditions, having a family always was something I wanted to have. I dated a woman for 4 years and ended up breaking up with her, because at the time I was not sure we would be able to solve our differences. It was a hard time for me. I've also been alone for 2 years now. Even though I've had a lot of things to keep me busy, there's a part of me that feels sad, because I feel like I am the last of my generation, and that I failed to carry our torch forward. This does not come from my parents, but self-imposed by my subconscious. Have you ever felt this, Sandman? How do you deal with this situation? Is it about realizing you're not in control of the way things happen? I'd be glad if you could share your insights regarding this issue. Take care and stay well. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I have respect for you because you broke your own heart by dumping that tart. What happened to your brother? Why doesn't he have any kids? Then he can make your parents' dreams come true about becoming grandparents while you get to live your life free and clear. I felt the urge to procreate until somewhere in my mid to late 30s. Then my goal was to reduce my pain and suffering to some extent. As I reached middle age, the internal shame of procreation disappeared. Your situation doesn't have to mean the end of your lineage. If you feel badly about it and don't want to take the irrational risk of marriage and divorce along with the emotional torment of matrimony, then try doing the whole gestational surrogacy thing. It's $40,000 in Mexico to buy some eggs and hire a surrogate. I once considered it, but I've been dealing with autoimmune pain that almost made me suicidal, where my skin would grow 10 times faster than a normal person's, and hardens to the point where it squeezes the tissue underneath and creates chronic pain. I also have cold urticaria, which is an allergy to cold weather and it's genetic. My skin gets worse and my skin plaques grow faster as the temperature goes down. From around April, things improve until about mid-October. Then the temperature drops below 10 degrees Celsius, and things go bad. It's always worse in the winter or when I was under stress. But I'll discuss how I got over now wanting to be a father in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to why Sandman didn't have a Sand Kid Clown World show. I don't feel shame or guilt for not having any children. As far as I'm concerned, I've done my part. I had a precognitive dream and used the information in it to save my brother's life, and he's now reproduced. He couldn't exactly have done that if I hadn't saved his life in the first place. From the precognitive visions before that point, I was supposed to have one anchor baby with my girlfriend at the time. It would have happened if he had passed away. I would have inherited a house almost immediately and then would have pressured my ex to have kids because of parental guilt as well as the personal kind. If she wouldn't, I would have pretty much simped out and found somebody else. Then my health problems would have gotten extremely overwhelming and my life would have turned into a complete disaster. We're talking about amputating multiple limbs here. From that perspective, by altering things, I got to have my cake and eat it too. My situation is different because I tend to have crazy spiritual or metaphysical experiences in my life. I strongly believe in rebirth, which is similar to reincarnation. That your spirit is like a flame that burns bright in a new body, but it doesn't make you the same person, but someone similar yet different. Also, just because you don't pass down your genes back into the gene pool doesn't mean that they aren't there. After 3 generations, you're completely forgotten by your family and no one remembers you unless you do something worth remembering. Imagine being able to remember your past lives and what you accomplished. If you can do that, then you would have personal proof that life doesn't end at death, but starts in you. I made my choice and it was one between being dead genetically versus being a dead end spiritually. It's also about making your subconscious change its mind about kids. What I would suggest you do, Mr. Anonymous, is hang around with your cousin's kids for a few days, or your brother's if he has any, and see how you feel. If you're anything like myself, they'll give you anxiety, and you won't want any of your own. Make your subconscious experience the joys of so-called screaming three-year-olds, and it might decide to change its mind. You're probably only thinking about children once they're older and more relatable, and your genes are pushing you to procreate. If they didn't, then the human species would have gone extinct eons ago. While I was scripting this, you sent me another message, Mr. Anonymous, and you mentioned that without kids, one of the sources of meaning in human life has been stripped away from you. But you mentioned that there are other things that you do find meaning in. I'm glad that you have those things. You're yet another guy that's come to me with the potential of an existential crisis. The easiest purpose to fall into in life is to become a family man. But if you don't, then you have to do a soul search, literally in some cases, until you find new meaning for your life. That there's another good reason for your existence. I've had the last 9+ years to ease the suffering of men and listen to the information that I preach. They take control of their finances, emotions, and put order to the chaos of life. I've eased their suffering just like Stardust can care and Strawn ease mine. But that's not the purpose of life. The purpose is to struggle and grow without having too much of a burden on your plate. In life, we often eliminate one form of suffering, and it's usually replaced by other forms. We don't have the choice if we want to suffer or not, but we have the choice with regards to what types of suffering we're going to take on in our daily lives. You sound like yet another guy contacting me having a partial existential crisis. It's the same story over and over again. I'm tired of dealing with women, but in many ways, I'm also tired of guys asking me the same question when I've answered it so many times before. Remember that you're the only one that can find meaning and purpose in your life if you aren't getting married to a porpoise-sized wife. Find your purpose or find your own porpoise. You get to pick the path. One way to discover your purpose is to go out there and try all kinds of activities and gain all sorts of skills. Eventually you'll find something that you're good at and that you enjoy doing and it brings you great meaning and a reason to live. I don't know what else I can say, so I'll leave things right there. As for having experiences that defy reason and things to be hopeful about, I just heard about fusion being developed in California, where they got 120% of the energy that they actually put into it. The process involves giant lasers, and even still, the talk is that it's going to be commercially viable in 30 years, which means probably never. LOL. You also have to take into consideration the amount of energy required to create that fusion generator in the first place. But if it really does work, then it could represent a perpetual motion motor, and could in theory charge giant ceramic capacitors and get us off of fossil fuels for energy. But you'd probably still need fossil fuels for fertilizer and feedstock for all the plastics industries out there. But if energy was no longer an issue, we could ship things out in glass again, and plastic packaging would be used a lot less, and therefore, a lot less estrogens-like substances would be in the water. The most important thing is, if so-called cold fusion works, and they share their research, then other countries will do it too. Once something can be proven to be done, even if people don't actually know how to do it, they'll keep going until they finally accomplish it. I'm looking at you, Atom Bomb. My thinking is that if it's real and they're allowing this information to spread, then it's not dangerous and the people can't actually make a bomb out of it. That's the only way I'd be releasing a technology if it wasn't destructive to human life. But if it's real, it's going to disrupt a lot of fossil fuel-based industries out there. And it means that electric vehicles are the future and it's going to make Musk even richer. Coupled with further developments in battery technology and energy storage tech, in general, a world where energy is effectively free is a world where most goods will be free as well. Material wealth will no longer be the best way to measure one's success. A lot of rich people with tons of money will be joined by countless others. But how will they feed their narcissism in such a world? Most people's purpose is to die with the most toys after they have a family. I'm hopeful they will be in the world of Star Trek The Next Generation, where bettering oneself and helping humanity in general be the measures of what it means to be a man. Imagine that, a world like that. The idiots will try and censor the smart to get all the attention for themselves. But in the end, it won't work because people will still seek out the most interesting people out there. Mr. Anonymous, also don't worry too much about the price of things as oil prices are falling lately, and deflation is almost here. If you're still in school, try and lock down an apprenticeship or job while you're still in school. Because if you graduate in the next year or two, jobs might get scarce. Get your foot in the door like you have before the floor in the job market falls out from under your feet. The financial system only has two modes, grow and shrink. There really isn't such a thing as a balanced job market or balanced any market. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that once you stop smashing women after taking the red pill, you won't want to smash a woman to make her pregnant with your seed. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the idiots that think you reach immortality by spawning your seed into Satan herself away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.